BC Supreme Court has awarded a man and his children $2.48 million in damages following a catastrophic motor vehicle accident that claimed the life of his wife. In a March 24 decision, Justice Emily Burke said Waga Ghali, Maryam Ghali, and their children, Marina Aziz Ghali and Kirolos Ghali, were involved in an accident in Surrey on October 1, 2017. Court documents state the family was driving from Surrey's St. George Coptic Orthodox Church to their Bellingham, Washington home. The mother of two was driving a 2011 Honda CR-V. Burke said their vehicle left the road after a series of events created by defendant Paul Mond, who was riding a Honda motorcycle and weaving through traffic. The judge said Mond attempted to pass on right side of the vehicle, causing it to leave the road and go tumbling down an embankment. The vehicle came to rest upside down, the judge said. The Ghali family was suspended in the air by their seat belts, and water filled the vehicle. The family was taken to New Westminster's Royal Columbian Hospital where Ghali, 42, died on October 6, as a result of the injuries sustained in the accident. The cause of death was hypoxic encephalopathy, with the antecedent cause being drowning, Burke said. Also named as defendants in the case were John Doe, Jane Doe and ICBC. Burke said the defendants have admitted liability for the accident and conceded the injuries. They, however, contest the nature, extent, and duration of the injuries, Burke said. They also dispute the amounts the plaintiffs seek under certain heads of damages. The accident occurred on King George Boulevard near 48th Avenue in Surrey. Witnesses said Mond overtook the Ghali vehicle on the rightmost side of the right lane of the roadway while speeding. A Coast Mountain Bus Company bus camera corroborated the evidence. Upon seeing Mond passing on her right, Ghali turned left to avoid a collision, which directed the Honda CR-V towards the center concrete median. She corrected the direction of her vehicle again to avoid impacting the median. Subsequently, her vehicle swerved to the right, ultimately leaving the road. Water began to fill the overturned vehicle, submerging the family's heads. They were eventually freed from the vehicle when Good Samaritan smashed the window located on the rear hatch of the vehicle, allowing them to be extricated, Burke said. Ghali's husband testified he heard his wife praying. He heard her last words as she extended her hand to his and then held his hand without speaking further. He heard his children yelling for help, and he started to see people, Burke said. Mr. Ghali testified his wife was his life. When she died, he felt it was the end of the world for him, and the life they had built together had collapsed, the judge said. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/janeswo